attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Things really suck, but you know what? If it wasn't for me, they would suck worse.
What are you talking about? What do you mean by that?
Robert Scott Bell.
No family making less than $250,000 a year will see any form of tax increase.
That's a lie. That's just an outright lie.
Why don't you tell the people the truth for a change?
Robert Scott Bell.
I don't know why people on the other side are so doggone stupid that they think that the federal government's going to produce jobs.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
I want to see that we guarantee that this generation is healthier.
You don't want to go to a natural path or a homeopath? No. That's not approved by the government.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are feeling incredibly comfortable tonight. This is a message that I think, the one that we're trying to get out, is a message that I truly believe resonates not just here in Second District, but it resonates throughout the state and it resonates throughout the country. And people are ready to see a change in the tone in Washington, and we're going to bring it to them.
Is he invisible? Our good friend Clay Aiken. I don't know if he's going to win or not, but he's running for Congress. We covered that. It was like one of our first political stories of the new year in 2014. It turns out he really did run, and he's really in, I guess, maybe a runoff. I mean, did he win? We don't know. Clay, an idol, an American idol in Congress. Could it be? Could it be?
For Congress, I feel like a teenager. You know, yo Clay, yeah,
yo Clay. You know what? One thing he said that is very truthful. If he was elected, a new tone would be brought to Congress. Actually, someone who actually is not tone deaf.
That's right. Perfect pitch.
The guy can sing. He can. He definitely good. That would change the tone in Congress. Also, congratulations to our friend Walter Jones. Also won his primary to continue on. I don't know that he'll have much opposition. Running for Congress again. He, if you remember, we've interviewed him. He's good friends with Ron Paul. Very good on non-interventionist foreign policy. Very good on the drone spying issues and all of that. Not assassinating Americans, not spying on them. And, of course, he understands the Federal Reserve issue, too. So Walter Jones beat back a neocon attack from Karl Rove, of all things. And he's won. We'll see what happens with Justin Amash in Michigan if we get news on that. But a little political healing with some nice non-tone deaf opening here with "Invisible" by Clay Aiken. How's that?
That's right. He's running for the North Carolina 2nd District, and I thought it was kind of interesting. The guy, the other Democrat, because Clay Aiken, just in case you don't know, he's a Democrat. Yeah. This is the primary. He's running against another guy by the last name of Crisco.
Crisco. I thought he was running against Reuben Studdard.
No, actually, you know, it's funny because he was running against Reuben Studdard, but there is actually a radio spot that just started airing in North Carolina where guess who it is that is promoting and endorsing Clay Aiken?
Let's give a listen.
Hi, I'm Reuben Studdard, and you might remember me from American Idol. That's where I got to know a young man named Clay Aiken. I'm proud to call him my friend, but you'll be proud to call him your congressman. Now one of his opponents is attacking him for not showing up for some meetings. Truth is, Clay's dedicated his life to helping people with disabilities. He received his college degree in special education. He taught children with autism, and Clay agreed to support the Presidential Commission to help people with intellectual disabilities because he believes so strongly in its work. Now Clay's foundation helps children with special needs in 35 states. That's the real Clay Aiken, and Congress needs more people like him.
You know what? I think Clay Aiken's a nice guy, as far as I can tell. I don't know everything about his platform, but I would like to know where he stands on the issue of compulsory or forced vaccination, because a lot of the kids that he works with and he helps, and I'm grateful to him, God bless him for doing it, are put into that situation of disability via the medical industrial complex. Where does Clay Aiken stand on that? You know who I would vote for? A different American Idol, I think. I don't know if you're watching it this year, but this girl named Gina. Have you seen this girl?
I haven't. I quit watching American Idol when Clay lost to Ruben.
I only started watching it after that happened. I came late to the, I'm always late to the party. But Gina is evidently a daughter of one of the thinking moms.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's a familial relationship in there. So you know that she's good on the issue of vaccination and forced vaccination. So that's
one
why
of the thinking moms from the Thinking Moms Revolution?
Yeah, either that or a sister of one, something like that.
We
you
need
are
to get her on
mom,
the show.
Yeah, if you are
That'd
a thinking mom.
That'd be a great,
mom,
great pop culture segment. We should do it.
It could, yeah, so Gina knows because she's one of the, you know, the Thinking Moms family. So that would be good. So that idol we will support for Congress. Anyway, nice political healing open. How is that? Is everybody uplifted or are you angry with me for doing it? In fact, you know, stand by. I've got to put on my shirt. All right.
Yes. I wonder. Yeah. How many people got to see that yesterday? Robert Scott Bell actually changed his clothes on camera.
Do not tune into the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube because you do not want to see what Super Don forced me to do. Talk about forced vaccinations, forced changing of clothing on the video.
Some people wanted to see it, and, you know, we threw out there on the video a contest. We did our second attempt at a giveaway yesterday, and we got some callers. We did. Now, it's kind of funny, though, because if you remember, the story goes, I think it was last week sometime, we did our first one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. By the way, it was through the RS Bell Media Channel. So those of you who didn't hear us give it away on the air, it's because we were really encouraging folks to sign up for our YouTube channel as well, because we do a lot of fun, silly things and throw out some updates and stuff that we don't get to do on the air. And you're right. You set it up. You tried to give away a bottle of Carnivore, and like crickets. Like nobody wants. Are you kidding me? That's more valuable than the money you would normally spend to get it. It's so good.
That's right. And so yesterday we did it again. And we got some phone calls. Got some phone calls. Some people were paying attention, and they called in. The first guy, though, that called in, I was all excited. Hey, we got our winner. He called in, but unfortunately, he was kind of a day late and a dollar short.
Let's find out.
I want my free bottle of Carnivora. My name's Stuart. I'm from Amherst, Nova Scotia, Canada. Thanks. Goodbye.
He was to the point, though.
My free bottle of Carnivora.
I love it.
He bought my free bottle of Carnivora. Now, here's the problem. What he gave was the phrase that pays, but that was from the old contest.
He was late for that one.
Yes.
So our friend from Nova Scotia is going to have to try again. How cool is that? We got live listeners and watchers of the video up in Nova Scotia.
That's right. That's right. Now, I think what we should do really quickly here is we'll go in the order. Caller number three. Now, we wanted was caller number one.
Okay.
Caller number three called in and gave a little review on the RSB 180 video.
Is that because you said it, they have to say something about
they had
my
to give
changing
you a,
clothing on
that's
the,
right.
And let me just back because this is embarrassing. Look, I did this. I was wearing my favorite Bob Marley shirt from my friend Shirazad and family, and we just got from Nick Brannigan our organic non-GMO T-shirts, the one that says "The power to heal is yours." And I was like, "We got to tell everybody this is the most awesome shirt ever." Yeah. And so, I don't know, I thought I was talking about it on the break. Evidently, I said it on the air, so you held me to it. And my wife said it was okay, because I was, like, a little nervous. No. But I tried to delay as long as I could, but you'll have to see the video to see this. But so, we did get a caller. Here was caller number three on the contest.
Hello. I'm watching your silly YouTube channel. Robert is a very timid shirt-changing.
Timid?
And this is hours after the show. But I heard the last time you did a giveaway, it was a whole 24 hours and nobody called in.
That's true.
So I thought I'd give it a try. My name is Pat, but you probably already had someone that called first. Robert did a good job as
thank you.
A shy person.
Shy?
Having to live up to something he said unwittingly. As well as could be expected. Anyway, we love you guys. Yeah, my name is Pat. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat. That was very kind. All she was very nice. Was I timid?
Very shy and timid. And, well,
Was I a girly
yeah,
man?
You have to watch the video. We got some comments of people talking about how you just stalled for as long as you could, and then the phone rang.
The phone rang.
Like,
I thought for sure. All right.
Called on the phone.
It was perfect timing.
So, Pat, thank you for calling. But, yeah, you were not the first caller. Somebody did call before you, and this was caller number two, and his name is Steve.
Steve. All right, let's hear from Steve.
Hey, Robert, Super Don, Steve H. E. from Twitter, calling from Virginia.
Virginia.
Just had to comment about the T-shirt with the lack thereof. So I'm going to give Robert a 10.
Ooh.
I think you did a phenomenal job changing,
yes.
But the shirt's going to get the 9, and then I think you could figure out the rest of the math. Hey, you guys, keep up the good fight. The power to heal is yours.
What is that?
I believe Steve gave the shirt a 9, but gave you
a 10.
I
don't understand that. I just don't get it. I think the shirt was the 10. I mean, there's no way I was the 9. If a 9, that's very generous, Steve. Thank you.
Wow.
Very kind.
Now, it was because you took the shirt off? Is that what made you the 10?
I almost don't want to know.
All right. All right. All right.
Somebody call Clay Aiken. Call Clay Aiken.
All right. So that was caller number two. Now,
okay.
Caller number one, I'm a bit...
Yeah.
Conflicted here because caller number one is the winner, but caller number one also literally begged online on Facebook to not play the phone call.
But you're going to play it anyway?
I don't know, Robert. What do you think? Should we or shouldn't we?
It's your call. It's your contest. You're going to give away a bottle of Carnivora. If this is the winner, what do we do?
I don't know. Technically... She was caller number one, but do we have to say we have to play it on the air to win?
Oh,
we didn't really say that. I mean,
well,
did we?
Dude, you got me in a dilemma here. What are we going to do? We got to figure it out because we're almost at break.
All right. You know what? I'm going to honor her request not to play it on the air, but we will announce who it was.
When we come back from this break?
You know what you just did? You just did a Ryan Seacrest.
When we come back from this break on...
The winner is... After the break.
We'll learn about it right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States and World of Health Talk, political talk, silly talk, sexy take off your shirt and put it on real quick talk, whatever it is. We'll do it. It's streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our friends at GCN, our syndicator. Hello across the pond, UK Health Radio. You can also watch us on the RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube. Who won that bottle of Carnivora? And did she really say what Super Don said she said? We're going to find out after this break. Don't go away. And Chris Barr, too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I guess this one really does go out to the one I love, or who loves me. The winner, actually, she has a lot of vitamin L flowing through her and her whole family. Sherazad, out there in Southern California, is the winner. She begged us not to air her audio. Why is that? Why didn't she want us to play her audio?
Well, you know, I don't know. She just acted like she was a little bit embarrassed about what she might have said.
What would she have said that was embarrassing?
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of fun, but there was one part of it that I was able to make out in the voicemail where I believe she said something about, in reference to you taking your shirt off, that you weren't quite her type.
Whoa, no, she said that?
I believe she said that, yeah.
Ouch.
It was a little hard to understand, but I'm pretty sure that was...
I bet she didn't say that.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I'm so her type. We're healing warriors out there in the world. Are you kidding? And here's another healing warrior. He's our good friend. Love him dearly. He's not a doc. He's better. Nutritional historian, Christopher Barr. Chris, welcome back to the show. It's so good to have you back on.
Oh, it's always great to be on with you. And Super Don!
Yes.
So did you have to, I hear you saw the video, did you have to cover your eyes at the part where, I don't know what was going on yesterday with that?
Well, it was a little blinding, the whiteness of your flesh and the light that was shining off of you. So.
Well, heck fire, I'll say it this way. I saw you in a video, my friend, and you did a phenomenal job. We've got to get this linked up out there into the social media, but Christopher Barr appeared on a local television station in Arkansas, what they call a mainstream media TV show, news show, interviewing him about vaccinations. And Chris, you know why I think it was stunning, but give us a little insight into what happened here, because it was amazing. They didn't attack you. It was sort of fair and balanced. I don't know if it was Fox News, but it was amazing.
Well, it was CBS Evening News. It was the 6 o'clock, the main news of the day on Little Rock, Arkansas, the main station for the state of Arkansas. They were doing a story on vanishing vaccinations because in Arkansas, exemptions have been going up every year for about the last 10 years, and they're up to almost 5,000 people opting out of vaccinations, which in a small state like Arkansas, you know, that'd probably be like 50,000 in Florida opting out, or maybe more than that. So,
mm-hmm.
So they, what they were doing was they got a hold of me to do the against vaccination side, and Robert, as long as you've been around, they always paint the first of all, they always have the pro side first,
right?
And they talk, and then they get the anti side up, and they paint them as some kook or nut or some irresponsible parent or someone who's endangering children or something like that. So I had no idea. You don't know till they edit it. It was like 40 minutes of interview. It was a 4-minute piece, but they actually opened with me presenting the don't get vaccinated side.
Right.
And close, and had me in the middle and had my son on there. And I have to say, it's the first mainstream television broadcast that was actually fair and balanced. I mean, they weren't presenting me as the end-all, be-all, hey, nobody should get vaccinated. I mean, you really couldn't tell whether the reporter had a bias either way. It was truly unbiased reporting. Here's the people say you should get vaccinated. Here's the people say you shouldn't. And it was just, and not only that, the pro side wasn't, for the first time I've ever seen in a mainstream forum, it wasn't that rabid, you've got to get vaccinated, you're going to hurt your kids. It was just sensible, rational, even mentioning side effects and become educated to know what to look for.
But there was one moment in there where the pro-vaccine woman from the health department there said something like, we don't want to say it's something that we don't know that it is that might prevent us from knowing what it is. It was like a sentence like, holy tamale, if we can pick that out of that video, I'd love to play it, because your head goes, what did she just say? I mean, they have the art of saying nothing, but words come out that mean nothing. And so in my mind, what you did was profound. And the fact that they didn't have a strong counter, or even from a, let's say, as you said, they weren't attacking, but what was said was not impressive. So it is a stunning, stunning victory, I would say, for the message of those families, those moms, those dads out there, as you are that dad out there that raised your family, all of your kids, completely unvaccinated, not relying on drugs, medications approved by the FDA. And as far as I know, they're all healthy, doing pretty well. We certainly know Brady is.
Yes, absolutely.
So stick around. We got more with Chris Barr. We're going to go more into this vaccination discussion. We also have a caller calling in about a dog bite. We're going to find out about that, what Chris Barr has to say. So stick around. Lots more healing to go. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com. You're listening to the voice of health, freedom, and healing liberty. Plus, Chris Barr, he's doing it too. We'll be right back with more powerful healing after this brief break. Stick around.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead,
has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
Ah, the battle lines are drawn, or are they anymore, on the vaccination issue. Every day, you'll see, of course, more hype about the so-called vaccine-preventable disease. They're coming back! It's all because the 5,000 people in Arkansas aren't vaccinating anymore. That's going to cause the world plague to return. I mean, this is the kind of histrionics and hysterics that you hear from the media. At least we thought we did, or we used to. Certainly when they talk about 68 cases of polio around the whole planet and they ignore 1 in 68 American children suffering within the autism spectrum, perspective is in order. But they used to attack viciously, and they'd even attack parents who simply questioned the schedule of vaccination. But at least in Arkansas, on this station out of Little Rock, that interviewed our good friend Chris Barr, not a doc, he's Barry's Christopher Barr, and he's a nutritional historian. He's written a lot, and
contributed as well. We're grateful to the information we were able to include on selenium and chromium and silica in Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty and I, putting that book together. And by the way, Ty's coming up a little later because we go outside the box. It is Wednesday. But Chris, this really was a cool interview because of the way they didn't attack you and didn't make you or try to make you as a parent out of touch or somehow not having a valid perspective. I was very impressed.
Yes, I was astounded, just truly astounded by their really even-handed dealing. And I've had some people get mad at me. What do you mean even? They're still putting forth people, you know, a choice to get vaccinated and poison their kids. I said, look, really, are we really looking for any major news agency to come out and say, newsflash, new undercover investigation has found vaccinations are scientific fraud of the century? That's not going to happen.
No.
So, I mean, just the fact that they said, think about it. There's reasons given to, there's reasons not to. And they didn't, you know, weigh in on either side. I mean, come on, this was great.
And Chris, you operated within the mainstream media. Wasn't the Orange County Register one of the biggest newspapers in the world that you wrote for many years ago?
Yeah, I was an editor when I left. I actually went in there in undercover. I started at the bottom, worked my way up to become an editor, and they print my human interest stories. They print all kinds of things. But when it came to nutrition, health, real health news, no matter how many medical doctors, university professors, medical studies that I provided, they would not touch anything outside of mainstream pharmaceutical discussions.
Right, and isn't that why we're talking about it this way, to say it isn't that they came out and said exactly like you said, vaccines, the fraud of the 20th century. No, they didn't say that, but don't expect them to. If they're doing their job as reporters, not columnists, not editorialists, but as reporters, they simply report, and they would tend to say, all right, here's one person's perspective, here's another. We're going to let you guys figure this out, right? You can watch it, observe it. And that's basically what happened in this episode. Although the feeble attempt, if you will, to counteract what you were saying was rather humorous, because it made me go, ay, what did she say?
I know.
You know the moment I'm talking about.
I do. Well, I was astounded because of the quote they used from me, mm-hmm. and that they picked that quote. I thought, that's astounding. It's something that's irrefutable. There isn't any argument they can come up with against it. So I was kind of impressed even with her double talk response to it.
Yes.
Because there really wasn't any, I mean, the fact that they used the quote of mine that they did mm-hmm. was astounding.
Well, let's line this up, because we don't have your audio, but we have hers. And I want you to line it up, and you're just going to say the sentence, and I'm going to play exactly as it happened in the video, her response. This is the health department official who's the pro-vaccine one saying, you know, really, you should get vaccinated, and maybe these are the reasons why. But I'll let you hear this, and you tell me if you can make sense out of what she just said. So go ahead, tell us what you said, and I'll hit the audio clip.
I said, when you see the aluminum compounds that they put into vaccines that are known, documented neural disruptors, and then we have things like autism that are neural disruptors, they can't figure that out? Really?
We don't want to blame it on something that we can't find a connection for if it's going to cause us to miss the real causes.
What? What? Did you hear what she just said? We don't want... I got to play it again. Hold on.
We don't want to blame it on something that we can't find a connection for.
We don't want to blame it on something we can't find a connection for. Why not? Well, okay, maybe you don't want to do that, but why would you not want to do that? Let's figure this out.
If it's going to cause us to miss the real causes.
If it's going to cause us to miss the real cause. So they're basically saying don't do anything, because we might miss the real cause if we do something that might be... We don't know. Is it just me?
No, it was an indirect non-response. Because, you know, it's a fact. Aluminum compounds in vaccines are known, documented neural disruptors. So, you know, she couldn't very well say, oh, no, that isn't true. Oh, well, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
And autism is, among other things, a neural disruption. So they couldn't say, well, that's not true. Oh, well, that is true. So... well, let's just say we can't really make the connection. Well, can't or won't?
Won't, exactly. Because if we do, and then it's not the one we want. I mean, that's the thing here. What was so interesting. And also the changing language. You know, we've been at this for a long time. You've been doing this for so long, Chris, talking the same thing. Yet now it's reaching out into the public consciousness where you can say, all right, vaccines are toxins. They're injecting toxins. And even your son Brady was featured in this news report, said the same thing. And it's like, you can't argue that they're not toxins in there. I've said this. I said, if you took what's in a vaccine and put it in a baby's bottle for the baby to drink, you could be arrested for attempted murder.
Yes, that's right. Well, he said Dr. Paul Prophet, Offit.
Yes.
He actually said babies can tolerate that just fine. Of course, he doesn't want to drink it, but he says they can handle it, so whatever.
Yeah, incredible.
Something else that'll drive them bonkers in the medical community is they also addressed lobelia in this news story, and that I've had people use lobelia tincture for whooping cough successfully. Hmm. You know, that'll drive them right through the roof. What? They recommended lobelia, and they recommended it for whooping cough? Well, yeah, it works.
Do you know if our good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, does he carry the lobelia from Dr. Christopher's? Because I know that we have requests for it every once in a while.
I don't know if he does or if he doesn't. I'll have to ask him.
I hope he does, because lobelia is that wonderful medicine from the Creator that addresses the lungs, healing of the lung tissue in things like chronic diseases like even emphysema, much less these acute infectious scenarios that play heavily in the lungs like the whooping cough that they are now blaming because people aren't getting vaccinated, completely neglecting that their vaccines don't work.
Yeah, they just need to use the lobelia that they hate. Speaking of which, my son that was on the video, Brady, he hates lobelia tincture. The smell, when I would make my own tincture of lobelia, he would leave the house.
I have to ask, did you make him eat Brussels sprouts too?
Oh, no, he loves Brussels sprouts. He loves broccoli as a baby. But even though he hates lobelia, before I even knew that there was if he was starting to get a cold or a cough or a lung congestion, before it was even enough that I could hear it, I would know because he'd come into the pantry and he'd grab the lobelia. Because even though he hates it, he knows, man, if I start having any kind of lung issue or of any kind, I'm taking that lobelia even though I hate it because that'll knock it out faster than anything else.
Now, remember, folks, too, with lobelia tincture, you don't chug-a-lug it like it's a big bottle of beer. You take some of the tincture, put it in some clean water, and you drink it a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. It's a, slow, subtle, but very powerful. And just like anything, you can overdo it, and that's why we're very conscious about how to utilize it. And you've said that very well over the years as well, Chris.
Yes, small amounts, taken frequently.
Yeah, exactly.
And something else that will drive them absolutely bonkers, this article ended with a quote from me in the video saying, I'm not against doctors. Some people think that I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe we need to be smart and intelligent in how we utilize the smarts that we allegedly have.
So, I love that. The allegedly. That was great.
And that slipped by it, too. So.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, Chris, I know we want to talk more about the vaccine issue, but I do want to take this call because this will give us some more history perspectives or history lessons because somebody got bit by a dog up in Toronto. So this is a call from Gary.
This is Gary calling from up here in Toronto. I'm calling actually on a bit of an emergency call. You're the first person I thought of when this happened. A friend of mine 2 days ago, actually. He was bitten by a big dog, and my friend was trying to take a glove out of the dog's mouth, and the dog attacked him and bit both of his arms very severely. You know, they got him to the hospital, but I'm sure they probably gave him some painkillers and who knows what all else, probably a bunch of drugs or something. And I know, initially that would have helped him probably the most, I guess, but I'm just sort of wondering what to give him next.
Okay, so they probably gave him or threatened him with, like a tetanus shot or a rabies shot? What do you think they would have promoted in the hospital?
Well, likely a tetanus shot, and, a rabies shot if the animal wasn't available,
to know if it was rabid or not. But how does this tie in? Because, of course, we would want to do like sovereign silver to eliminate infection and speed the healing. There are certain homeopathic medicines, first aid care, wound care. There are herbal botanicals as well. There's nothing wrong with stitching somebody up if it's needed. But the antibiotics, they don't even work anymore, admittedly, by their own medical profession.
Well, the timing of this call is astounding because, for one thing, lobelia tincture is fantastic for any kind of poisonous bite, like snake bites, for bee stings, for dog bites. Lobelia is great. We were just talking about that one. Sovereign Silver Healing Gel, the Sovereign Silver taken internally and then Sovereign Silver Healing Gel on the wound itself. And then the matter of rabies, the legend of that, little Joseph Meister, the little boy that got bit by this rabid dog, and Pasteur gave this, when you look into the history of it, actually an completely untested vaccine that he just made up off the top of his head.
Mm-hmm.
And the boy didn't die, and they said, well, this proved that rabies vaccine worked. Well, they don't tell you that there were several other family members bitten by the same dog, and they didn't take that vaccine injection, and they didn't get rabies. So how come the vaccine prevented rabies in the child, but the other folks that didn't get the vaccine and didn't get rabies?
Amazing that. We've just eliminated the rabies myth. All right, when we come back, we might eliminate the heart disease myth as well.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
So much trouble.
Super that was an interesting trouble. Sound.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything else. I had to make something because I am definitely not Clay Aiken. So I just have to make it funny.
Oh.
Well, we heard from Sherazad on the break. She commented on what you said that she said. And Sherazad has a message for you, Super Don. You are bad. You are bad.
What?
Not good bad.
What did I do?
She tells me, she said, don't listen to him, Robert. You know me better than that. You're too sexy for my shirt.
Ah.
Right, said Fred. So a non-GMO is the way to go.
Oh,
she says.
Okay. Yes. So she's referring to the part of the thing where it sounded like she said that you're not her type?
Something like that. Yeah, yeah. She didn't say that ever.
All right. But see, here's the thing. I can't defend myself unless I play it. So what do I do now?
No. She compliments you. She's so sweet.
Oh,
you know, she
okay.
can't leave it. She says, hey, thanks for not playing my long message. If there's a next time, I'll make it shorter. But then she comes back and says, bad, Super Don, bad.
Bad.
We love you, Sherazad.
I like to be bad.
That was so cute. So, everybody, if you want to see what all the ruckus and hullabaloo is about, go to RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, and you can see me take off my shirt. Maybe. I delay. You see, I am artful in my delay, so I don't have to do it.
What could we do on today's video?
Oh, man.
You've already,
I don't know how
it's a slippery slope, Robert.
You know,
you've already opened the door, you know?
No, even better than that, watch the video that will be forthcoming tonight because Christopher Varr, I guess he's going to be with our good friend Ian Jacklin on iCureCancer.com. He's got his video show every week. So, Chris, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's just a few hours, about 3 hours from now.
Yeah, definitely.
People that are interested in seeing, I guess they can see me on there. It's going to be a Skype thing. I don't know.
It's magic. It's called Skype, I think. But it'll be awesome to see you on there. And Ian's a great guy. Give him a big hug from us through the internet if you can. Also, real quick, I know we got to wrap up fast, but this daily aspirin thing, the FDA is evidently backing down on it to prevent a first heart attack. You know the real story behind the whole aspirin thing, Chris.
Well, yeah. Well, the studies that were done that showed some benefit for the heart were done with buffered aspirin. And the buffering agent was magnesium. In fact, it was a lot more magnesium than it was aspirin. That's why they use low-dose aspirin. You know, and magnesium had already been documented up in hospitals in Massachusetts that when they used it as an infusion for people presenting with heart problems. So they already knew, even though they don't talk about it and they don't do it anymore, but they knew. So they started promoting aspirin after the buffered aspirin stories, and yet every study that's ever been done on aspirin alone, no magnesium, has never shown a benefit for the heart at all. None. Zero. In the history of medicine, there's no result. And yet they're still pushing this, oh, take aspirin for heart disease, even though the only studies that show that is when they use buffered aspirin, mm-hmm. the buffering agent's magnesium.
Isn't that fascinating? Isn't that fascinating? Again, another history. That's why you're a nutritional historian. Notadoc.org is the link. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. So if we're looking to prevent cardiovascular events, you know, we've got a minute and a half or so. I know it's a tall order, but we've done it many times before. What should our listeners be taking?
All whole food nutrients, starting with chromium. Chromium feeds the heart. It's the most important nutrient for the heart. Selenium protects the heart from lipid peroxidation. Silicon is for the structural integrity of the heart, for strength and elasticity of the entire cardiovascular system, and for electrical conductivity that is necessary for all the heart's operations. Then magnesium and vitamin B6, which actually work in tandem together in a variety of ways for the heart. And B6 in particular works by preventing homocysteine from being created and building up in the system, which then contributes to heart disease. So those are your five primary keys, chromium, selenium, silicon, magnesium, vitamin B6.
Nice, and most all of those are available, if not all of them, through Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, our longtime sponsor, going back to the good works of his father, Chuck, when he's around, and we appreciate Jonathan. 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And Chris Barr is going to be on our friend Ian Jacklin's show this evening. iCareCancer.com, I believe is the website. And any last messages of healing you want to get out there before we're wrapping it for this first hour?
Well, whether you're sick or whether you're perfectly healthy, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who doesn't need chromium, selenium, and silica every day.
The big three, and we take them here at the Robert Scott Bell Show household as well every day. Chris, my friend, it's so good to have you back on. I had a great time with you.
Great. No, thanks so much, and keep up the great work.
We shall. Coming back after this. Oh, yeah, coming back after this with Ty Bollinger. We go outside the box also with a special new guest we'll introduce, so stick around for that surprise. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a non-profit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.